And now I should be joined on the line by Jane Kelly. Good morning to you, Jane.
Good morning.
And Jane, you're
Thanks
a teacher.
For having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're a teacher up there in Mercy College here in Coolock. And you're going to talk a little bit this morning about an award that you've been given, an Erasmus and a grant to partner with schools from different countries. Tell us a little bit about this.
So we have been awarded a grant from the EU to take part in an Erasmus Plus project. This is our second project to do in Coolock. And we're linked with a school in the Czech Republic, in Sweden and in Germany to take part in a project over the next 2 years which centres around the arts. So our project is called Creativity Takes Courage and it's about discovering Europe through the arts. So we're partnered with schools that maybe we wouldn't have a great experience or have any experience of travelling to before, and we're going to get a real insight into how school works in these three countries, and similarly they're going to get an insight into Irish schools because they are currently on the way to Mercy Coolock to take part in a week-long event here trying out loads of different subjects in our school and creating a piece of artwork that will be showcased on Thursday evening in our school, and also take part in a music project.
Great. And tell us a little bit, Jane, how did it come about, this Erasmus? Did you just have to enter some type of project thing to gain this, or how did it come about?
So a couple of years ago, I was in college and I did an Erasmus myself. So I met a friend of mine in Scotland and his school in Scotland wanted to take part in an Erasmus project. So we partnered with them for our first project. And really, we kind of didn't know how anything worked. We just went along with what they were planning themselves. And then the opportunity came up when that project finished to apply ourselves. So I had to go to kind of a showcase of schools in Malahide two Christmases ago. And that's where I met the teachers from the three schools we're partnered with in Sweden, Germany and Czech Republic. And we got together, we sat down about the kind of project we'd like to put together in our schools. We had to take the project back to our principals. They had to give us the go ahead. And then we had a really lengthy application process that we had to apply through the EU. And then that had to be assessed. And then we got the go ahead to say that we could start. And we didn't know how much money we'd be awarded then. And then later on, they say, OK, well, you've met all these requirements and we're going to give you the maximum funding available. So we've got a very sizable fund to travel to these three countries for them to come to us and to have a great time in the next 2 years learning from each other.
So a lot of hard work went into getting this Erasmus.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
but
well done.
Worth it.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah,
well done
so much,
for that.
Yeah.
And what a great opportunity for the students as well to be experiencing
brilliant.
This.
Yeah.
And who is it, transition year students or which students is it?
So this year we decided we were going to go from 16 and above. So we're using 5th years in Mercy Coolock. So the students that do art and music. And we had a really stringent application process here because loads of people want to take part. And there's only 16 places to take part in Dublin, but only 8 places to travel to the Czech Republic in March. So the girls had to fill in application forms. They had to do an interview. They had to create a video about themselves. And myself and 2 colleagues and our principal interviewed all the girls to award spaces. So we did have some disappointed girls, but they're all involved here in Dublin. And 8 of those girls will get to travel to the Czech Republic in March. And then we'll start the process all again next year in 2020, 2021, when the new bunch of 5th years, 8 of them will get the opportunity to travel to Sweden. And then next year's 4th years will get to travel to Germany in March of 2021.
That's brilliant. It's a great opportunity for them. So there's great excitement down there this week. I know one of my colleagues is going to go along to having an open night on Thursday night. Tell us a little bit about this.
So on Thursday night from 7 to 8 o'clock in the hall in Mercy Coolock, we're going to have a showcase of the artwork that all the students have created during the week. So our art teacher has come up with a really nice idea about taking photos around Dublin City Centre. We're going out tomorrow on a walking tour and they're going to create tote bags and little framed fabrics that they're going to display on Thursday night in the groups. So we've mixed the groups up that there's one person from every school is in a group, so they're mixing with their peers from everybody, and then we're also taking part in a music and kind of showcase. So all 3-4 schools are going to get together and we're going to do some songs by well-known Irish bands, some lively songs, and then my 5th year music class are going to showcase a piece by the Cranberries that we've been working on, just to, I don't know, spread the love of Irish music and culture as far as we can. And then the schools themselves, Czech Republic, Sweden, Germany, are going to perform something from their countries as well.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah,
great
it'd be
evening.
Really fun. So everybody is welcome. There's no charge. We're going to take a donation on the night for Vincent Hall, if anybody would like to join us.
Great, and we'll hear more about that now when Myra goes down on Thursday night, so she'll do some recordings as well with the students themselves. So it'll be great to hear how they're getting on. So yeah, we're expecting the first of the students. How many students are arriving today?
So there are 24 students arriving, so 8 from each country and then 2 teachers from each country as well. So they're on the bus on the way. We're expecting them at 9:30.
And are the 24 students just going to Mercy College in Coolock?
Yeah, they're just in Mercy this week, yeah.
Oh, that's great. And they'll be attending school there. I know you're up to rise, so I'll let you go and we'll find out more on Thursday when I said my colleague Mario will be going along to do interviews. But good luck with that and well done
Thank
for getting
you so
it.
Much.
Okay, Jane, perfect. We'll talk to you again in the next coming weeks and you can tell us how it all went.
Fantastic. Thanks so much
Thank
for having
you.
Me.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.